There it goes. Hey, everyone. Welcome. This is We Watch Stuff, number 179. I am Jeremy. Joining me this week, as always, is Shahid. What's up, man?
Nothing much. Hope everyone's doing better. I can probably hear the show better after my medical procedure, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, what'd you do, by the way?
So, Wednesday I went and had my physical and, like, everything checked out. That was fine, except for they said I had, like, a bunch of earwax, because I don't use Q-tips, because I, like, I'm going to damage my eardrums. Yeah. So I'm like, is that bad? They're like, oh, yeah, we can't see your eardrums. I'm like, oh, okay. So there's, like, you can either do it OTC, like, over-the-counter, just do D-Brox for a while, or we can come do it Friday. So I was like, okay, I'll come do it Friday. I did D-Brox for a few days. So I go in there, and, ooh, I didn't know what I was expecting. I wasn't expecting what they did. They take this bottle of cleaning solution and a real long knot. Like, saw Total Recall, right?
I've had this done before.
So instead of nose ear, so I'm just going there, and I feel like my head's about to explode, and they just and they're like, "You all right?" I'm like, "What do you think?" So, and then they finally finish, and I will not lie, what they pulled out was like almost the size of like a peanut M&M, and I'm like, "This was in my ear. How could I hear?"
Yeah.
And then like that, they did the right ear, and it only took one time. The left ear, they had to do it three times for it to loosen up to get it.
Holy crap.
And out. Yes. So I'm like, how long, like, how did this happen? How long has it been like this? And this whole thing, you could do it at home. I'm like, how do they expect you to do it at home if you did all this? And, like, people wouldn't have the patience to do this at home, even if they had the tools to, like, to do it. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I had an ear infection when I was a kid. And this is how, like, part of the reason I don't have much sympathy for people anymore. So I had, the ear infection, whatever, and no idea how it came up, but they did that procedure. Well, obviously it's going to be a little different now. Mine was, they took what looked like a caulking gun and just shot water into my ear canal and then pulled it back out, like just pulled on this thing to suction it out. And I know this is a really gross way to start the show, but just like you were saying, like they pulled a peanut out of yours. Mine looked like they were pulling like full Kleenex. That's how infected my ear was. And I'm like, this is disgusting. And even as a kid, I'm like, oh my God. And then later it came back. So they were going to do it. They did it again just so that they could put tubes in my ears. And I guess now they knock you out when they put tubes in your ears. They didn't when I was younger. They were like, grip the chair tight. This is going to hurt.
Yeah, well, that's stupid.
Yeah, and my mom said she thought I was going to break her hand. And I was only like 9 or 10.
Mm-hmm. It's probably a good thing they put you to sleep now.
No shit, right? Yeah, that's why when I hear now they put you to sleep, I'm like, no. No, absolutely not. Just deal with it. But anyways, I also like no electricity and water from wells. So, we go with that. But, yeah.
Spoken like a true Alabama congressperson. Oh, God.
Yeah, well, at least in that case, I wouldn't have to do any of the work. And we all know why. So, anyways, we're not going to talk about John Wick because I have not seen it. We're going to do that on Monday before my vacation. And then, I guess right
two
now,
two thumbs up, go see it. That's my recommendation for John Wick.
Yeah. So I guess let's start with old news going into Sunday. I'm sure you saw all the people complaining. What did you think of Game of Thrones?
Mixed feelings, because it's partly related to the show, partly related to the complaints of the show, because it's kind of like, it's kind of hard. I think it's reached a point where it's hard to talk about the show just from the nature of the show, because it's all this extra stuff that we know about that's going around. Not even talking about like how people feel about it, just like how the actors feel about it. Like, like when you go on there, like somebody put like a YouTube clip or something on Twitter, like people asking about how they felt about the final season, and they all kind of like either trying to be diplomatic or saying it's trash. And these are the actors. So it's kind of hard to, like, hear that and not have it kind of, like, color your judgment. I think the biggest issue is the one we talked about before is, like, it's too condensed. Like, they rush too much stuff too soon that they didn't have a reason to, and it's kind of like it's felt like that's like that's the biggest thing. Like the story, like told Daenerys turning, you know, evil. It's not like it came out the blue. It's just like they hinted at it, and then they just rushed right to it. And they try to justify it, like, you know, before the episode started, like, all the stuff saying, you know, you flip a coin with a Targaryen, hope it, you know, wonder where it lands and all the stuff and all the, like, it's not like she's just came out of this out of nowhere. Like, she's been like this for a while. They drop hints, and they drop a lot of hints the past couple weeks, but it still just fell out the blue, like, when it happened. Like, you know, they won the battle, and then all of a sudden she just see this building, and she like, you know, what the hell with this? And then just start burning everybody. I'm like, oh, this is odd. Like, you know, like it just felt disconcerting because it's like it wasn't earned. It's like they just did it just to do it.
Yeah, and that was kind of the complaint going in when they said the season was going to be 6 episodes. I mean, we kind of not wasted, but we wasted what, 2 episodes, like getting to this point. It was like one was basically just saying, hey, here's all the people you love, and they're all going to be gone soon. And boy. The people who wanted more death in the Battle of Winterfell, well, you just had to wait 2 episodes because you got the rest of it. That had to be the biggest body count ever in one show.
It's probably, if it's not that one, it's the one where they blew up the church. I mean, because like name people they kill, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 that I can just remember offhand, just in like King's Landing, like 5 died. Yeah. That was like, and then I don't remember like if other people died in it, like later on in the episodes. Like it's been a while since I've seen it. But yeah, it's kind of, it's, I don't know. Like, cause the whole like that whole episode was like it was awesomely filmed, but it was like it's like a lot of stuff. This kind of like they made this big deal building up the Golden Company, like this badass army, and they're gonna do this, and this. You know what's gonna happen? And within 30 seconds, it didn't matter. Like all of a sudden, Daenerys went from I'm being so mad I can't think straight to me and my one dragon is gonna do what me and my 6 armies couldn't do because everybody was telling me not to do it, and it was like. She could have did this a long.
Yes.
I was thinking like she could have just did this a long time ago, and we could have just stopped wasting time. But it's like this whole, I gotta tell this story, get this way to get to this point, so it makes other people feel and look stupid. And that was the feeling I was getting a lot of things. Kind of like they wrote themselves into a, you know, a certain path that was kind of like, you know, betrayed the aspects of the character. Like they were like, and they were rushing it. It was like. No wonder I could see some people going too far. This whole writing a petition stuff, that's just dumb. But people were justified. Yeah, but people were kind of justified in feeling like, yeah, this feel kind of rushed and like, what are you doing? And I was like, yeah, because it did feel that way.
Yeah, they've really sacrificed character and story this season for action. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think we talked about it last time. There was, what, one battle a season?
Mm-hmm.
And this, in 6 episodes, they've had 3? Essentially?
We will 2.
Two and a quarter, I guess, with the dragon. Yeah. But what were the archer, the big steel tipped
scorpions?
Scorpions. Okay, so we were complaining last time, she just takes off, right? These can actually rotate and she just takes them out with no problem. And it's like
she turned.
Wait a second.
She became Tom Cruise and Top Gun. Like after Goose died, she became a better pilot. Because I'm like, you know, because at first I'm like, do they turn? Like they can turn, they can change, you know, height and trajectory, and then to make a difference. She was like, either I'll just be higher than them, or lower than them, or faster than them. Because like it's still a ship. Yeah. She's still in a dragon, and it was just wow. Like she took out all of those ships, and then she took out that whole army, mm-hmm. And I'm like, wow. This was quick.
Yeah. And I'm like, this series should have been way, way shorter, right? I mean, she didn't... If you apply logic to this, or like any sort of strategy, that whole thing with the King's armor, the Night King, that shouldn't have gone the way it did either. I mean...
Well, like, we talked about that. That's what happens when you don't have, like, a lot of wise battle commanders that's given the rules, because, like, they're all dead.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, the whole naval stuff, talking about how Euron keep winning, is like, they've established that most people are not good on the water.
Yeah, that's why like the Iron Fleet was so...
Yeah, like the people who are real good on the water are real good because they have practice doing it, and nobody else has practice doing it. So, there you go.
Yeah.
No, but but you see, like, that part happens, and then, like, she's just destroying the city, and Grey Worm is like, you drop your sword if you want. Like, it's like him, I could feel, was justified. He just saw his woman die. He's going with Daenerys anyway. They all been looking at him like, who's this brown person on a horse? So it's like, the hell with y'all. It's just the vibe was like, you know, the whole story, like Daenerys sees this foreign queen bringing these foreign barbarians that's going to come here and just loot and just act indiscriminately. And it's like one of the benefits of having Unsullied is like, you know, they won't loot and rape and pillage, mm-hmm. you know, and it's like they are in control. And what happened? That just went out the window. So you see a whole bunch of brown people that's slaughtering a bunch of innocent people like nothing. It's like these people I've been supposedly rooting for like 7 seasons. Who am I rooting for now? Like you see Jon Snow just standing around like a dummy. Like, what am I supposed to do? He has to kill his own men because they're wilding out. Well, Arya's running around. Like, you know, I'm just trying to survive and all of this. And it's like, it was. That part was the most realistic part, like how war really looks when you're like a non-fighter. It's like you're just trying to survive.
Mm-hmm. And also, remember, Tormund told him, like, you don't belong with these people. And I was, when I saw that, I thought, well, I bet you he's thinking, yeah, I don't belong with these people. Like, not that the wildlings were any better, mind you, but, I mean, it's just the whole thing. I'll say right now, I love the episode because that was chaos the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
And when she did, like, I turned to Elise, I was like, she's gonna kill everybody. And when she did, I was like, holy shit. And the episode just took off after that. And you had what? Alright. I enjoyed the scene, and maybe this is because we know they're going to make Star Wars, but didn't the battle with the Hound and Gregor certainly seem like a Star Wars lightsaber fight?
And yes, it was like this like a, like they're fighting in a build, like in a crumbling castle with a dragon shooting fire flying above them.
Yes.
And like, yeah, like this is like some epic, this felt like some, even for Game of Thrones, like fantasy stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you got this zombie knight, and shout out to like Qyburn, because you know how you talk about death just as quick? He's like, don't talk to the queen like that. Boom.
Yeah, that was pretty gross too.
Just, and Cersei just mosey on out, like, you know what, this is none of my business. I'm just going to save my ass on out of here. And then they're just having the fight, and he's just stabbing him, and he won't die. And then it's like he's about to crush his skull. Like, did he lose one of his eyes?
Yeah, he lost one of his eyes, yeah.
Yeah, and they just still fighting. And then it's kind of like goes full circle. The whole thing started with fire, and it ends with fire. It's like, well, the only one I'm going to kill you is, like, we both die together. So... You kind of saw it was coming, but it was still like awesome when it happened. Like it was just an awesome fight, and it was just an awesome scene. So
it's,
you know,
also weird because we're supposed to be rooting for the guy. Like, they're both terrible, and we're supposed to choose like a side in it. And I've always found that weird with this show. Like, all right, because like we're supposed. All right, the biggest example I guess would be Jaime and Cersei at the end,
mm-hmm.
sharing a kiss as they get destroyed. I'm going, no, they're brother and sister. Like, no. This is disgusting.
But I've heard people complain about that. Ugh. Like, whole thing saying, like, you know, they wanted a more epic thing. And I'm like, she's... The way she died is kind of like, you know, her whole family, basically besides Tyrion, is wiped out. She's about to die. The man that she loved is about to die. Their child's about to die. They're going to be buried on the rubble. And nobody going to notice or care. Yeah. Like, good. So, but I get the whole thing is like they feel like she didn't suffer enough and all this stuff. I'm like, a building fell on them.
Yeah, and also the bad guys don't usually suffer. I mean, look at all the big time deaths for, you know, different characters. Yeah,
like, unless like beside Ramsay Bolton, that was the last one, but a damn castle fell on them.
Yeah.
And I know, and I get the whole thing, like, they feel like she didn't suffer enough, they want to see more. And even the actress said that, which, I mean, I get the whole thing. It's just funny when you say out loud, like, I want to see her stab and sit on fire. I'm like, yeah, say that out loud around people who don't watch that show. and see how they look at you. Like, I was making fun of that. Like, not saying it's not justified, but just that's what the show has made us say, stuff like this. She didn't suffer enough. And it just leads the whole thing. Like, you know, good people do bad things, bad people do good things. And it's like, this show makes you root for people that when you take a step back, you shouldn't really be rooting for.
Exactly. Like even Jamie and Euron, I mean, honestly, they're both kind of pieces of shit. So, okay, who do you go with? And frankly, I'll go with Euron, because
why?
We know less of the bad things he's done.
But the difference is we've seen Jamie do some good things. Euron hasn't done anything.
That's a good call. Yeah.
Like, the first time we see him, he kills his dad. It's like, whatever, being like his dad anyway. He tries to kill Yara and Theon and takes that away. He basically kills the Sand Snakes, kidnaps Yara. This, you know, so beside him being all funny, talking about, am I a better lover than your brother? Like, he doesn't do, like, he's just more comic relief. It's like, this guy that shows up at the right time, at the right place everywhere, and just being an asshole.
Was he like that in the books?
He was crazier in the books.
That's what I've heard. Like, the book character's way different. So
yes, he's not like, you know, Bam Margera. He's more like, you know, he's more like the Joker in the books. Like, he's like an agent of chaos and like way more competent, way more crazier. So, and it's like, yeah. So, you know, that happens. The whole thing, like, you know, Arya, like, she gonna go there to do it, and Sandra's like, you know, you really want this life? Like, look at me. Like, you really want to be me? And at first, I'm thinking she gonna say like, yeah. And then she was like, you know, like, not really. Then she's just running away, and then all that death and destruction's happened, and she's just like running around trying to survive. And at the end, it's, you know, her and a horse. And I guess, and I know people saying like, oh, Arya's gonna kill Daenerys, and I'm like, how? Like, I'm real curious. Like, I've heard a lot of people saying that, like, you know, she's gonna be the one more person than theirs has whatever group, green eyes, and it's part of prophecy. I'm like, you know, you see in the pictures from next week, you see Daenerys there, you see her army there, you see a dragon there. Even if she get lucky and like somehow gets close up to Daenerys and do it, how she think she just gonna live? Like, that dragon is going to be like, oh, okay. I'm going to fly away now. My mom died. We going home. Like, I am very curious to see how they end this, just out of curiosity, just to see, you know, how many people they go back to, who ends up ruling. And I might hate watching. Like, I'm still enjoying it.
Yeah.
It's not as good as earlier seasons. I'm not the part where it's like, I hate what they did to the show. I understand people's criticism of the show because a lot of it's valid. And it's kind of like, you see show writers like, I'm ready to do Star Wars. Yep. I'm tired of doing this. And it's like, do that on your own time. Like, you know, you didn't have to do 10 seasons. You could have did 8. You trying to tell me it's 7 extra episodes was just that much of a hassle, considering you spent 2 months to film one battle? Like, that was on you. That's where I'm like, I lose sympathy for. It's kind of like, the show was never about big battles,
right?
And they made about big battles to justify it, like, not like being shorter episode wise because it's still longer. Like, you know, if you got 4 episodes, they like almost an hour and a half. How about you just do 9 episodes, your regular 50 something minutes?
Yeah, because I like this Sunday, you know, everyone's guessing what's going to happen. The only way you can see Daenerys dying by Arya's hand is when she changes faces. But you're right. After that, it'll be like, well, you're screwed,
unless,
kid.
Yeah, unless Bran like wargs into the dragon or something like I'm trying to.
Yeah, I guess he can.
Yeah, if he wanted to, which then open up the whole thing, like, because they never said what he was doing when he flew away in the raves and came back. They just say he was looking and he was gone for a long time.
I thought, like, he was controlling Ghost. That's the impression I got, because the birds flew away, but then Ghost was out there and Ghost survived somehow too. Which you'd think he would have been a goner.
I mean, he's a big ass wolf.
Yeah, but
so,
that was just my guess.
I mean, they haven't really told you like so that, and then like how the episode starts with Varys, and why people have sympathy for him? Do people forget all the stuff he did in like the early episodes and all the stuff that happened before the show start?
It's because he's cool. He acts gentle. That's why. No, seriously, yeah, I bet you that's why.
I know. Let's plan to murder Daenerys and her baby so Khal Drogo won't conquer us. Yeah, I remember Varys saying stuff like that, like, you know, it's for the good. All this I'm doing for the good of the realm is like, that sound all nice, but we can't tell. And it's kind of like, and then, you know, the whole thing, like, he's trying to poison her.
Yeah, that's why. Sure, yeah.
Yeah, and the whole, and then it's like, you know, I know it's about to happen, take the ring. People are like, well, how come he didn't leave? It's kind of like he was, he had given up at that point. It's like, you know, I've been trying to do this time, and then the one person I think that wants to do it is not going to do it. Like, you know, Jon Snow be a good ruler. He like, no. So it's like, you know what? The hell with it. Like, I know how this is going to end for me. I don't have any more, like, maybe he just, like, I think he just got tired. So he kind of knew it was coming, and it came. And, of course, there's people complaining about this whole, well, the old Varys wouldn't have been that way. I'm like, this ain't the old Varys anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. Buddy Juan at work was watching one of the episodes, and they had Varys and Tyrion together. And I was like, look how young they looked. And that's just in real time, from now, from then to now. Let alone on the show where they've gone through all these changes, battles, all this, all that stuff. So, yeah, I mean, it's different people, but it goes back to what we both agreed with at the beginning. We weren't able to see a lot of it. I mean, remember when traveling from one end of the map to the next took almost a full season?
Mm-hmm. Like, it took a long time.
And an episode.
Yeah, like, from Tyrion going to Winterfell to the Vale to, like, King's Landing, like, it took a long... It was, like, 8 to 7, 8 episodes. Yeah. He's going, it's like, you know, just walking. Because, like, yeah, it's supposed to be a big-ass continent. Now it's like, you know, they've always... The last couple of seasons, they've been real funny about how much time eclipse, and they don't tell you, so you kind of have to guess. And it's like... If you're guessing, you always have to, like, default. Like, you know, you're just guessing. You don't know if you're right or not. So, yeah, that's how this episode was, like, you know, it was some cool stuff. And then, like, some frustrating stuff was, like, you know, like, they could have, you know, spread this out. Stuff they built up to be a big deal wasn't a big deal. Yeah. And it's like, you know, I know the whole thing is, like, they were worried about Daenerys, you know, doing this. So they were warning her. But, like, every time she failed is when she listened to men. They've established that from Jump Street, because almost every man she's been involved with some way has betrayed her at least one way or another. Almost every single one. If it was her brother, if it was Jorah, Tyrion, even Jon Snow, it's like, you know, you love me, like, yeah, you my queen, I love you. Trying to kiss you, y'all like that. And she's like, all right. Like, I guess this is how it's going to be. Like, since she's been there, she lost her best friend. She lost, like, two of her best friends, lost most of her army, got all these strangers looking at her. Then the man that she loved, that she sacrificed all this, is kind of like, I don't know about you. And it's like, they want him to be king. And she knows. And she came out and said, like, yeah, you know, Varys betrayed me. But that's Jon Snow's fault. And she right is like, yeah, because it's like, you know, he was told by somebody who was told by somebody who was told by Jon Snow, who I told not to tell anybody, and he did it anyway because he wants to be honorable. So, yeah, I'm like, so her being mad and side-eyeing everybody, yeah, she earned that. Her being like, you know what, kill them all with fire, yeah, that kind of came out the blue. It's like, so next week you're going to see there, it's like, who are you cheering for?
Yeah, well, it's funny. Like, it didn't really come out of the blue. I mean, she stated before, I'm going to burn that place to the ground. She said it a couple times.
But and I know if she, like, had to.
Yeah, well, yeah. Now, I mean, she didn't have to. But
and she didn't. And that's the difference. She didn't have to. She won.
Yep.
Like, that was, and that was the thing. Like, if it was something where it was like, if I don't do this, I can't win. That's one thing. It was established. They won.
Yep.
The bells. We ring the bells. Say the people. I'm like, oh, okay, whatever, sure. And then she looking, and she just looking and looking. Like, the more time went by, I was like, nah. Because at first, I was watching Darlene. She's like, is she going to fly toward the keep, and they going to have, like, one last scorpion and shoot out the sky? And, like, you know, like that. But then when Kyburn's like, oh, all the arrows destroyed. Because Cersei, the whole time, she just sipping there like, it's going to be fine. This is fine. We got the fleet. Fleet's destroyed. We got the soldiers. Soldiers dead. Never, keep never been destroyed. it's being destroyed now. You're like, it's time to go. Like this whole, you know, what about this? What about this? Like, you never watched G.I. Joe when Destro's telling Cobra Commander, we lost, time to leave. That's what it felt like. And she, you know, she going to sail on a boat and get away. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, there was one meme. It was, you know, the, it's usually the, I don't, it's a bunch of kids around. And like the one, it's a, usually a, like a GIF or GIF. And the kid like grabs his cheeks and like runs by and he keeps doing it in a spin. Like one guy's like sipping something. Somebody like superimposed that kid's face onto one of the Lannister's army. So it was like, we're not gonna like my, when it's like the picture of her saying we're not gonna give up or they'll fight to the death for me. And then it was like the guy that gave up's face, like it was the kid sipping a cup's face. For some reason that just cracked me up. And I don't usually laugh at that stuff, but I did like that. Like there were certain parts where, you know, Cersei did get her comeuppance, but just never, you know, it's never going to be that satisfying. And now this week, they've got to wrap up so much. This episode's got to be 4.5 hours long, but we already know it's not going to be.
I mean, they got to wrap up is who's going to rule. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, unless she's just going to go and send the dragon to burn people for treason. You got to figure Sansa and Winterfell's in trouble.
I mean, not necessarily. I mean, only if they want trouble. It's like,
well, Sansa betrayed her, though.
Well, so, she blamed that on Jon Snow.
Yeah, that's true. But
yeah, like that's what she said from jump. She like the only reason Sansa knows is because her brother told him, and she knew Sansa was gonna tell once she found out, which is why she didn't want Jon to tell him in the first place. And Jon, that's the whole thing. It's setting up where Arya's like, you know, Arya's going to do the dirty work so the man who doesn't want to rule rules that didn't do anything. Like, Jon Snow going, I guess I'll do this. Like, that's... How many times have we seen that in history? I guess I'll rule. I didn't want to, but, you know, somebody got to do it. Like, it just... I'm just looking forward to see what happens next week. I'm just going to be real curious how it, you know, how it ends. Because it's like, you know, when it's done. And this is like, the last show we had like this that was like a national conversation was like Breaking Bad. And we don't have any other shows that's like this that's out now. And, you know, of course, yeah. there'll probably be another one because there's always a show. Like, it's like, you know, Sopranos was a thing. Lost was a thing. Like, you know, there's always this one show. Like, none that was this big just because, like, the nature of the show. But there'll always be another one. Like, they're making another Game of Thrones show anyway, you know, after a couple of years. So,
yeah, I think the only one that could have been would have been Walking Dead.
It was.
They burned through that show so poorly. That
yeah, I mean, like, it was for a while till it wasn't. And that's the whole thing. It's this. Here's the thing with shows. It's hard to do a show when you don't know how it ends. Mm-hmm. And the best shows are the ones that know how it's ending and the story wants to tell. And it's like a set plan. And you can tell that. And this one, it ran a problem where it's like, okay, we passed where the books are. And we don't want to do this forever. And we got to end this story. And George hasn't ended it. So how are we going
to
end it?
Yeah, and George tells... Well, apparently he told him where to go. But... Mm-hmm. Apparently they're like, oh, okay. I was like, well, there's a journey to get there. You don't just go straight to the ending.
But we gotta get this Disney money.
So weird. But, so, moving on from that, we actually had two season finales we should probably talk about real quick.
Yeah. I'll just say a quick thing. I'm not too surprised about that because I remember Chris Jericho's last days in WCW before he went to WWF. So, yeah, when you worry about your new job, the old job stopped caring as much.
Yep. Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't really apply here because I guess we'll start with Flash because you haven't seen it, but you read about it. Flash and Arrow were almost identical this week in that they said the hell with the stories that's been going on all season. Now it's time to get into next year. And Flash, they finally beat the villain pretty easily. Like, they wrapped up things so easily. After all the struggles, all the complaining I did about how every single time Cicada got away, it happened again at the beginning of the episode, and I was about to shut it off, like, enough of this. I don't want to do this anymore. And then it kind of redeemed itself at the end because they're setting up the crisis for next year. So, I don't know.
Were you surprised Nora died or Nora is gone?
Well, oh, you didn't see how she died, did you?
I heard about what happened. Right. I read about the recap.
You need to see it, though. It's, you know, they did it on purpose, which is what gets me. Let's just say Thanos' snap had a far reach. She actually fades away and like turns mm-hmm. to dust, just like the Thanos snap.
That, I mean,
except it was purple.
Yeah,
that
I mean, that's
racked me up.
I bet it did, because you're just an evil man.
yeah, no, I'm not. I'm surprised she died, but they had. I mean, they have to whittle the cast down again, I guess.
Well, it looks like they did that quite a bit.
Well, all right. So one, Sherlock goes back to whatever Earth he's on. Well, all he does is press a button, walks through a hole, and he's gone. And it's like, well, they've already established going to different worlds is a piece of cake now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, all right, he can come back at any time. So these big, like, weepy goodbyes are just kind of stupid.
Yeah, I mean, but he's not going to come back. Just like the Earth 2 wells ain't come back. Like, I know it's weird because it's like the same actor just doing a different character. Mm-hmm. But to them, they got to treat like it's a different person.
Yeah.
Which is like, try explaining that to somebody that not watching the show.
Yeah. And now he's going to be Thawne. So, mm-hmm.
Like, and still their best villain that they've had.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like, you know. Like, it's funny how each show has had like this one, like both Flash and Arrow's had this one villain where they've never come close to like matching. Arrow's come close. Flash hasn't come, like, you know, Thawne was their first one, their best one, and they never really came. Like, they tried it, and they realized, like, it's hard to catch lightning in a bottle twice. So, Cisco, I wouldn't be surprised if I don't see him next season.
No, he's gone.
Yeah, so. Well,
okay, that, all right. That needs to be addressed because his motivation throughout the season changed from episode to episode. Remember in the beginning, he was coming up with a cure, and I was like, no, I need to take the cure. I need to do this, I need to do this. Then he's like, I'm tired of being Vibe. I'm not just Vibe. Okay, he's Vibe with absolutely no problem from half the season. And then all of a sudden at the end of this, he goes, well, the only way I can be me, I just want to be me, not Vibe anymore. I'm like, then don't use your powers, motherfucker. Ain't that hard? Like, the motivation was off and on. And all of a sudden he's like, oh, yeah. I got a cure. Caitlin does it at the end. I go, you know, and this is, I guess this is where I have the problem is, you know that Thawne is out there again. They clearly are going to need your help. And you just go, ah, fuck it.
I won't be a scientist. Maybe I'll.
You can still be a scientist, though. It's not like his brain changes when he's not Vibe. He uses Vibe powers.
It's not. It's a fact where he's dumb. Been hindered by the writers.
Oh, no.
It's like, yeah. Yes. And that's the problem. Yes. Where it's kind of like, The Flash changed from a show with The Flash and his friends to The Flash and a bunch of superheroes. Like,
I'd argue that it's changed to a bunch of superheroes and The Flash.
Yeah, like, so you had one person having powers to everybody having powers. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's, you know, Justice League, Soho.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, yeah, and it's like, it's a different show where it's not us. They try to do like Arrow does. And it's not set up that way. It's always been like, you know, Flash and the team supporting the Flash. And instead it's like, you know, everybody's doing their own thing, got their own powers, own lives, and people don't have to breathe. And it's like, yeah, trim that down. And, you know, like, I guess we'll definitely see next year. Like, because Arrow definitely trimmed it down. I know you complain about having too many people. Pfft, you ain't got to worry about that anymore. That felt like a series finale, honestly.
Okay, didn't it? Yeah, yes. I'm the whole time watching going, okay, because, well, first, I mean, we already know that the series is coming back, but it's the last, what, 10 episodes? That's it. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know how many episodes Crisis will be, because it's going to be
like five.
Okay. Oh, that's pretty
three
good.
2019 and two in 2020.
Okay, so it must be. Oh, that's interesting.
So it's going to be Supergirl, Flash, Arrow, Legends, and Batwoman.
Okay. Well, I'm fine with that. But, yeah, when, I mean, Curtis comes back out of the blue, which just kind of made me laugh. Like, okay, whatever. And then he goes, oh, I'm getting married to some guy.
Peace.
Was that the police guy?
I don't know if it was the police guy or a new guy, because he moved.
Yeah, he moved to DC.
Yeah, I don't know if the police got moved or if they did long distance. Yeah. I don't remember, but it was like, you know, I'm out. See you later. Like, I just came to help you guys because this was, like, necessary. I'm out. Like, Laurel the same way. Like, I just came back to help you. Bye. Like, yeah. Like, see you later. And, you know, Dinah's like, you know, got a promotion. I'm doing this. And then it's like, you know, people just leaving. Like, Roy's going back to the island because he got some stuff to deal with. So he's out. And it's like, oh, wow. Now it's like four left. Now it's just three. Like, oh, the original three we started with. And that's when it started getting sad.
Well, all right. I got to stop you on that because it's not the original three. The original three was Laurel. Remember, Emily came in at the end.
I'm talking about as far as the team. Yeah, not like, you know, actors, like, yeah. Because she showed up, so this will be one episode, and then it's like, oh, it works so well, we'll just keep her around, and then she just became there, like, no.
Yeah.
So I'm talking about, like, when they first doing, like, the whole team thing,
yeah.
It was those three.
Okay, and so it's wait, just, but before we get to the end, though, how fast did they wrap up the entire season? I mean, blah, 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 blah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, shot with an arrow. The end. Like,
it went from her, you know, she about to blow up the city and she's melting people's faces. So her group turns on her because, you know, family stuff. So it's like, oh, I just wanted to be a part of Queen. I know I'm sorry till I die. And then let's get out the building before the building blows up. And it's like, and then we didn't figure out the whole thing. Like, Bronze Tiger's there. That's and then, like, cool. Everybody's just like, you know, oh, we're out there. I'm going to go raise my son. But we know where his son ends up because they keep the whole jump back between the present and the future stuff. It's like, it was funny how they filmed it because it was, like, both happening around the same time. And they kept, like, bleed into each other. Like, this scene that happened, a door knocks over, then it jumps to the next scene. Then they do something, jump to the next scene. And it's kind of like, you know, mirroring what happened. But then it's kind of like, okay, you see how the present ends. What happens between then that leads to the future?
I'm guessing that'll be handled in Crisis. I'm guessing. I don't know. Because, I mean, yeah, there was so much there that, mm-hmm. Yeah.
They were doing, like, two shows at the same time.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if that was a test run to see if people would want it to continue with the other people. No, but
not enough. I mean, I get the idea, but it's not enough time to do it because it's different. Where it's like, okay, it's their two kids, but it's their kids, Bronze Tiger's kid that's raised by Dick. Like, it's like you got six new people, and then Dinah, who looks 5 years older, Renee, who just, like, he just fell into, like, a box of chalk. With that stupid dye job on his hair, like, he does not look older. He just looks dirty with that hair. Like, it's just, he somehow became mayor. How?
Yeah.
Well. Like, what in the world happened in that city that Wild Dog became mayor? Like, I just laughed at that part. And then it's kind of like, what happened to Diggle?
They never did say that. Diggle or, oh no, what was the mom's name? Layla.
Lila.
Mm-hmm. They never explained what happened to them.
So, anyway, so it's like, you know, that happens, and then they're wrapping up, and they're just having the whole speech. Like, people who just been together for a long time, just talking like friends. And it was just like,
yeah. Okay, tough. How natural was that, by the way? I mean, I know you said they're talking like friends, but that was, what was a part, two parts that really got me, is when Diggle said, I can't remember what his little speech was, and Emily, goddammit. Felicity goes, you know, you do have a way with words. And he goes, yeah, I've been told that. And they all just started laughing. Like, that was so natural. So I'm wondering if that was an ad-libbed or something like that. Because it was so good. Mm-hmm. And then later, when they're at the compound, or whatever, they're in the forest, when he goes, you know, I love you. He's like, I love you too. And he looks at Ollie, he's like, I love you, man. And Ollie just goes, like, kind of like a Han Solo thing, but yeah. It was perfect. Like,
mm-hmm.
Again, the three of them, just like single story or whatever you want to call this, it is so good. And that was always the complaint. But
then that happens. Then you have the year of them. They have the kid, their family life and stuff. And it's like you just wait for that other shoe to drop. And then he just shows up. And Felicity's face is like, she knows what's happening. she don't want to accept it. Oliver's like, you know, this is how it's going to be. You know, that was sad. Like, that was just like, because it's kind of like you knew, like, I think it was the setup where they got a year of family time made it harder. Because, like, they're finally happy. No, I got to save the city stuff. No worry about my team. I just get to be normal. And then Oliver knew. He just didn't know when, but he knew, like, eventually, like, the bill's going to come due. Felicity was like, you know, she didn't know.
Yeah, he never told her, which I thought, I mean, it kind of makes sense because it's back.
Yeah, you going to tell her that? Like, you know, I don't know how long we're going to have because I made this deal with this interdimensional being and it leads to me dying. So, you know, that happens. They have the goodbye speech. You know, he leaves. And in the future, it's like, you know, when Felicity leaves her family, you wonder, like, what's going on with that? And it's like, you know, I'm ready to see him. It's been so long. Like, there's, like, that's how the show, like, it's like, if I didn't know it was something going on, I would think the show was over.
Yes.
Like, the way it ended. It's like, that would have been a fine series for now. Because, like, everything's wrapped up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't know, man. I don't know where they go from here because it's a year later, and is it going to be Oliver and the Monitor jumping around time and space? I mean,
probably.
It's going to be really weird considering how small the show was. Mm-hmm. And now we're talking about the Monitor and Anti-Monitor and Crisis, different Earth. I mean,
mm-hmm. Yes.
Just nuts.
It's they started with Oliver killing drug dealers and evil businessmen with an arrow.
Yeah.
And like, that's exactly how it started. And look at it now. And it's like, you know, who would have guessed? Like, even this age where all these, like, you know, with the movies we've just seen and stuff like that, it's just still worse than on TV. The CW, yeah. The show with 90210 reboot and Gossip Girl. That show became, like, the genre network.
Did you see, a little aside, basically all the showrunner and almost all the staff for Beverly Hills has left?
Yes.
I'm like, okay, that's, like, that's not good.
Either y'all didn't talk this out or something happened. It's like, yeah, that's kind of like you're supposed to work this stuff out when you start something like this.
Yeah. I saw the preview for it, and I'm going, wait, they're all rich or yogis and stuff. I'm going, this isn't going to be relatable at all. They're trying to make it like Dynasty, or not Dynasty, but Melrose Place with, like, adults. It's just very strange. And if no one gets that reference, Melrose Place was a soap opera, and it was ridiculously funny. So, anyways, yeah, so it sets up next year pretty well. I'm actually looking forward to it. And
I think a lot of people are looking forward to it because they've been talking about, you know, we can't say what happened, but it's like, you know, stuff happened in the comics, and we don't want to let people down. So
yeah, it's gonna be so weird. I mean, I know they keep teasing Barry is gonna be gone.
They gonna kill Superman.
No, yeah, well, I guess because no, Supergirl dies in it.
So, they gonna kill Superman. Yeah, and they're not gonna kill Supergirl. Yeah. So unless they're gonna do a Superman show, they gonna Superman's out of here.
Wait, didn't they discuss that?
They have talked about it, but you haven't heard anything since then. So
I wonder if that could be what they do.
If they want, but which would be stupid, like, you really want to kill Superman? Like, that's just like, because it's like they established they got him. People would definitely watch that show. And now it's kind of like, you know, I mean, I guess at least the next one, like, you know, you got a universe where we know Batman exists or existed. One, that was a long, that was like almost a 3-minute trailer. Have you seen it yet? The Batwoman one?
No, you told me that before the show started. I saw, like, a little snippet, but no, I did not see that.
It's almost like 3 minutes, and they go through the whole thing. Like, you know, Batman vanished a couple of years ago, so Kate Kane's dad starts, like, this, you know, private security, you know, to guard the city because crime's just rampant, and then this evil woman's attacking and, like, kidnaps her ex-girlfriend. Then they flashback how they met in the military. And I guess she got the zombie discharged because the whole don't ask, don't tell thing. Like, they kind of, like, heavily hit that. Like, you know, something you want to say, Kane? And they look, because they seeing them, like, googly-eyed, and the superior officer looking at her like, not in my army. So, you know, so she comes back, and it's like, you know, she's being trained by Lucius Fox's son and somebody else.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, and then, like, you know, she finds, like, you know, Batman's old suit. And first, they thinking, like, she's Batman. Like, you know, oh, has Batman come back? And she's like, you know, the suit needs some changes. I mean, he's going to, like, I'm doing all this. It's basically like, you know, I'm doing all this work. We ain't letting Batman take the credit. So like the last scene, like when they first show her, she's fighting, and it just looks like a skinnier Batman because he doesn't have the red hair yet. And then it ends with her having like the red hair and like the red bat on the suit.
Okay, cool. No, yeah, I'll definitely watch it. So that's cool. That, I mean, that's a big part of that character. So, and it's, I wouldn't expect them to shy away from it.
Yeah, but, they definitely didn't shy away. So,
well, and just the way like her and Supergirl basically eye fucking each other during the crossover, so it makes sense. But
I still remember that.
You like what you like, man. Go for it. So,
yeah. I mean, that's. I guess it's gonna take Arrow's. Oh, so if it's gonna come on after Supergirl on Sundays.
Yeah, and then Arrow's gonna follow Flash. Is that right? And then Black Lightning. No, what's the football show?
Oh, All American.
Yeah, that's gonna precede Black Lightning.
So, of course. So we're going to have the women together, the black people together, and the white people together.
Yep, and then follow it up with the next night with the white people again, I believe. Because I think it's Dynasty and something. And then...
Because it's like... Supernatural is going to have its last season, next season. And then like all those Riverdale shows, because they have like Nancy Drew.
Yes.
And then this other show. Yeah, like CW has become like either we do DC stuff or we do Archie stuff.
Yeah. So what a weird... It's like the 50s. Like, how weird. But
yeah,
it's like, successful for him. So.
Yeah, because, like, Archie might as well be a damn... I mean, it's funny. Like, it comes from the comics. It might as well be a superhero show. Like, the weirdest... Like, that show has gotten very weird. And it started off weird. And now, you know, because Sabrina's part of that. Witchcraft, werewolves, ghosts. Like, so why not?
Yeah. I mean, especially with Supernatural going away. A show I have never seen an episode of.
Me neither. I didn't know, like, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, like, he was on Supernatural. I'm like, oh.
He was?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I would never know because I only see bits and pieces when it, like, pops up on TNT in the morning. I have never watched the episode from beginning to end at all. Like, it just seemed like it's not my show. And it's been on, what, 15 years? However long it's been on? It's been on a long time.
Oh, I thought it was, like, almost like Law and Order. Well, yeah, I guess that is Law and Order longevity. Because Law and Order's went on 23 years.
What SVU? Yeah, it's either like season
20. No, the original Law and Order was on over 20 years.
Oh, I know SVU's been on longer, so that tells you how long. Yeah, and it's still on. People still watch.
I mean, the people do watch, but it's like, okay, like, I don't know, man. It's the only times I've seen that show, the SVU, or the Stingers at the end of the show before like Raw starts or SmackDown, whatever's on.
Here's the thing about SVU. You could turn it on. It doesn't matter what season it is. You know what you're going to get. And it's fine. Like, that's perfect. You don't got to keep up with going like, okay, so they got a new district attorney. Or it's like either Munch is there or Munch not there. Or either like Christopher Maloney's there or he's not there. Beyond that, it's like, you know you're going to have Ice-T. You know you're going to have Mariska Hargitay. And all right.
Yeah.
So we
were at Greenville for Mother's Day, and my parents are CBS's demographic, boring ass shows. Oh yeah, we'll watch those. So have you tried, and I know you watch Person of Interest, so you gotta take that one out of there. Have you ever tried watching like CSI New Orleans, LA, Blue Bloods, any of that stuff?
I try watching Blue Bloods for 10 minutes because what's his face, Mike Coulter, like,
yes, he's in a wheelchair in there.
Yes, he's been on there. He used to be on
Blue Bloods.
Diggle was on Blue Bloods. Yes. He was on The Good Wife.
I've never seen that one either.
Yeah, so I've tried to watch Blue Bloods for like 5-10 minutes. No, the CSI shows I have never tried to watch. NCIS, is the same thing. Like if it came on before Raw, and
yeah,
I see like
some
pieces, but like no. Hawaii 5-0, no. Like
Kevin watches that. I don't know why, but he does.
Is MacGyver on CBS?
I think
the remake. Yeah.
I mean, it should be, right?
So probably no. I haven't seen that. So the answer: the only time I used to watch CBS was Person of Interest, or when I used to watch Two and a Half Men. Because for whatever reason, I used to enjoy watching that show, and I have no idea why.
I can't tell you one thing about Two and a Half Men other than who was in it.
I used to watch that. I think for 3 years, I used to watch that show. I don't know why or what got me to watch that show. Because when I think like, wait a second, CBS will be boring. This filthy ass show is on CBS.
Yeah,
that show was like the PG-13 version of The Hangover. Like they get to say this on network on stodgy ass Murder She Wrote CBS, and this show is on there, and like it's like, oh yeah, that because Chuck Lorre's like that. Because Two Broke Girls was like that. Was the same like nasty type of like puerile humor. Like, and I was just surprised that being on CBS. But no, because it's like, you know, you got the King of Queens and everyone, like the Kevin James show, and then the Kevin James new show, and it's like, nah, I don't watch this stuff. Like, none of it fit my demographic. And then that's why I laugh was like, Supergirl was on there.
That made no sense, and to this day, that is still a head scratcher.
Yeah.
I guess they wanted to dip their feet in the superhero money, and it didn't work out for them.
The funny thing is, it did very good ratings for everybody except for CBS, because CBS just used to have a certain thing. It's like, oh, because if that CBS be on any, if that was on any other show, they'd be bragging about. CBS was like, y'all dragging this down. And that's just amazing to think about, because it's like, it's certainly a demographic that watch CBS. That's why they brag about being America's number one watch network. It's just none of us. It's our parents and grandparents.
Yeah. And well, we have to obviously walk back a little, and for basketball and football. So,
yeah.
And really, basketball only for the tournament.
Yeah, that's so, it.
Yeah, that's literally it. And CBS, they'll play those commercials during like football for like, you know, Saturday or Sunday. Like on a whole new edition of Two Broke Girls. And I'm going, who watches this? Oh, the Big Bang Theory as well. Have you tried watching that show?
I tried watching that twice, and I was so insulted. I'm like, no. This is just so goddamn pandering, just obnoxious.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm not even trying to be like that guy. You know? Yeah,
I was like, these people are just obnoxious and unlikable. And it's like, these will be these, oh, look at these losers. I'm like, half of them are like male models. Mm-hmm. Like, they are like, come on now. And it's like they making fun of the pretty girl because she broke and dumb, according to them. Why am I watching? Like, who wrote this? Like, Revenge of the Nerds with an evil streak?
Yeah, but then the nerd gets the girl next door. And it's like, what kind of weird fantasy is this? But, yeah.
You already know.
People keep trying to tell me, oh, well, we can go into wrestling based off this, but people kept trying to tell me to watch this. I was like, fine, I tried watching it. And I was like 10 minutes in going, one, I do not like laugh tracks. Don't tell me when I'm supposed to laugh. I'll know. If it's funny, I'll laugh. Ooh, brutal. But, forgot to mention this. Did you see WWE after like that historically low rating they put up for Monday? I don't know, a few weeks ago it was now. They put out a video about being a creative team writer on YouTube. It was all about what the writers go through and what the writers do for writing Raw and SmackDown.
No, I have not.
Oh, my God. Do you want to know why that show was so bad? It's not Vince McMahon. Is Vince McMahon. I'm sorry. Let me back off real fast on that. 90% is Vince McMahon. The other 10 are the fucking nerds who are trying to write tough guy stuff.
But who hired them?
No. I know. But, and oh my also, God.
Not only like that's a part of it. Like, I don't definitely, but because they've had some bad writers. They've actually had some real good writers too. Like funny comedians, people who try to write. And it's the same thing where when you're writing for an old, out of touch man, and wrestling, and you're trying to make it like a TV show, and he's changing his mind all the time. It's like, imagine Vince McMahon ran that the MCU.
Think
about him and Kevin Feige spot. Like, you know, I don't know about this Iron Man, probably like this black. I know War Machine's black. Like, we need more girls. Like, you know, like you, just think about that. Imagine he's running Marvel movies.
Yeah,
and you had. You know how they had everything planned for like 10 years? He changed his mind every day. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, well, don't we really have the man? Let's oriental it up. Let's, you know, give a Fu Manchu power.
Oriental it up.
You think he wouldn't say that?
I just want to use that term now for nothing.
Because he's just so obnoxious and abrasive. Like, because we heard the story about how, and it's so ridiculous, it happened, like, he didn't get the whole appeal of Gail Kim. It was the big deal. So he said he watched Asian porn. And then it's like, oh.
No. Jim Ross had to show him Asian porn.
Yes. Yeah.
Which is just a creepy thing. I don't know. That's just
so
weird.
It's kind of like, yeah. So I'm, and the hard thing is, like, yeah, I know writing becomes a thing because I have complained about how too many of the things we like have gatekeepers of people who should not be, like,
yeah,
in control of stuff. They corny white guys and cardigans, and it's kind of like, and it's everything we watch and see. So I'm not surprised to see that in wrestling, and it definitely, like, affects, because all you got to do is just look how the Usos were on SmackDown and how the Usos are on Raw, and you can see, like, it's like, one, they do the show based on, do you have a good show? That's how SmackDown's normally been. Raw's been like, we got to make Vince McMahon happy at the end of the day. And those are two completely different things. It's like, that's all you got to do. Look at one team. That's all you got to do. That's it.
People were complaining about the treatment of the Revival. I get it. No, you're not wrong. But at the same time, they want out. They're going to leave. The Usos just signed a new contract. They're sticking around. And you're ruining them. You're turning them into two just dorks. Like, no, I don't. No. Give me back. We already had dorky Usos with the face paint and all that stuff, and they didn't get over that well. They were popular, but nowhere near like they are now.
Yeah, they already, like, just like the third time they're going to have to rehabilitate themselves because of booking on Raw.
Yeah. Well, thank God, though, SmackDown kind of took some of the stink off. It took some of the stink away, at least.
Yeah, and that's what's going to happen again. And it's kind of like, that's almost like we put people on SmackDown to rehabilitate them and get good so we can put them back on Raw and go through the same thing. And like, basically, if you ain't Becky Lynch or, it's funny, I'm about to say Becky Lynch or Seth Rollins, which is funny since they're dating. It's like, if you're not them, good luck with booking. Because everybody else, or like Charlotte, it's like
AJ's been treated fairly. Not fairly is not the right word, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. And he's the exception. And a lot of us, because he's been on SmackDown, so he got to hide away from, like, you too short and you too country. Because he had that stuff with Roman Reigns when he was on Raw, and then he went to SmackDown, and he'd been on SmackDown.
Yep.
And now he's back on Raw again, and it's kind of like, let's just hope he re-signed everything like that. Let's just hope he gets treated with that respect. And I'm at the point where it's like, Money in the Banks this weekend, I ain't watching that when Game of Thrones. It's like, it's NBA playoffs and the Game of Thrones series finale. I'm like, yeah, Money in the Bank can wait. It can wait till after Game of Thrones is done. And even the whole thing of, like, Alexa Bliss not going to be in a match. And
yeah, but
maybe might be at the point where she may not be wrestling anymore. Because the past year and change, her injury history has been real dodgy. Like, she's been injured. They never really talk about what's hurt. And then she comes back, and it's like, you don't know if she cleared. And then she wrestles, like, twice, and then she ain't wrestling again.
She really didn't do too much, either.
Mm-mm.
I think the one with the shoe, she never took a bump. I don't think she ever fell to the ground, except for the pin. That was it, if I remember right.
Yeah, maybe it's time to be a manager like Paige.
And I know, like, we're older, obviously, but can you just imagine that?
You're in your 20s.
Like, and you're done. Like,
career over. And then you barely got a chance to do something, like, Paige flamed out. Like, she got to the top and boom, she done. Same thing Alexa Bliss. It's like, you finally get a chance, you killing it, and then it's like, it's over. It's not like a Nikki Bella thing where it's like you wrestled for a long time and then your body finally gave out. It's just like, you didn't even wrestle that long. Like, it's been a while, but it didn't feel like a while. Yeah. And it's like, that's the thing about wrestling. Like, some people can wrestle. Like, it's amazing when you look at something like R-Truth and you think about how long he's lasted, knock on wood. He never really had any, like, super, super serious things, and he's still around doing that. And then you see, like, AJ Styles, like, he's beat up and stuff, but he's still there. And there's, like, Samoa Joe. You see him, like, trying not to break down. Sheamus just working out, like, he might be done himself. Like, he's got a lot of people, time to wrap it up.
Yeah, I know Cesaro and who was it, Rusev? Both were like, no, it's not the case. But, I mean, there's been the ongoing rumors with Sheamus about that spinal stenosis. And now,
I know one thing.
Is this a concussion this time?
I just know this. When you see somebody really getting in real good shape and they're not wrestling, yeah, that's a thing. Because, like, he's done. He might come back, but it's like, he has more years behind him in the ring than he has ahead of him. Like, you can kind of tell, like, he's getting that real good. Like, I don't have to worry about taking bumps so I can work out and be, I got an eight pack now. And it wasn't like he wasn't out of shape, but it's like, he doesn't have anything to, he's not going to get any higher than he's already. It's almost like Randy Orton. He's not going to get any higher than he has been. He doesn't have anything to prove. He's probably good with money. He can definitely do other stuff. Like, he's a funny, charismatic guy. So if you want to act, he can act. So why bother?
Yeah, I think Sheamus, you know, I'm not writing an obituary. Well, poor choice, actually. But I always thought he got hamstrung by the way he debuted and the way he was treated to begin with. Yeah, because I think people do take him for granted, like how good he is and how good he has been because of that initial, he comes out, you know, the fire red hair, blah, 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 and then beats John Cena and then gets undercut, goes down, then he's King Sheamus. I mean, none of this is his fault. You know, got to make the old chicken salad out of chicken shit stuff. And then he just kind of faded, and him and Cesaro having those best of seven kind of reinvigorated him.
That turns like a best of nine, and then like a tie, and then they became a tag team. And then became a great tag team. Yeah. And then it was just like, you know, then injuries. You know what's funny? And I've talked about it with friends. You know, low-key, they booked like Sheamus' whole persona for like a long time was based like an Irish crusader.
Yep.
Because it's like, okay, the stuff on the trunks, the music, like, you look at his titles, especially, like, his first theme music. We make a joke about, you know, shameful thing, lobster head, there, like that. Listen to the lyrics of that song. That thing is not uplifting and, like, I'm just fighting. It's like, you know, your soul burning through hell. I can see the lies in your face, which, you know, because you have no... is he about to fight, you know, it's about to be Kingdom of Heaven starring Sheamus. Like, his music kind of alludes to, like, and I've talked to people like, yeah, like, I didn't think about that. Then you see, like, the Titantron, and they had the crosses and the priests and stuff and everything. The first time they had it, not the one now that all they show is his hair. It's kind of like, I wonder if the people, like, never said anything, because it wasn't like they hit it. And it was real upfront with how they did it, but it was just kind of like, they did it and we didn't pay attention. Or we never... Maybe, you know what it was? Michael Cole never talked about it on commentary.
Yeah. Well,
that's all it took.
Yeah.
Funny how that happens.
Yeah. But no, so... the reason I mentioned obituary being poor choice of term, this hasn't happened in quite a while. I mean, Silver King's a little older, but... Ashley Massaro passed away. I was checking. I didn't see any cause of death yet. She's only 39.
Yes.
And she was, like, people were, of course, going through her tweets and all that stuff, and it didn't seem like...
She was talking about wanting to wrestle again.
Yeah, and there was anything going on, and I had no idea she had a kid. She has a daughter. She apparently had a daughter when she was in WWE.
Yeah, I knew.
No idea. And... So that just makes the story.
They got on her. Yeah, they got on her because, like, you know, because she had one and she wanted to take time to do it. And then it was the whole thing that I didn't remember when it happened. Like, they had, like, a tribute to the troops things, and she got raped by somebody there. And they basically, like, told her, like, don't bring it up.
Huh?
Yes.
Wow. Not a wrestler.
Not a wrestler. It was, like, in the military.
That
like,
made it better, but.
It was on tour, and it was like, you know, we don't want to bring this type of negative attention, so how about you don't bring it up? Which, yeah, but
wow, no, I didn't know any of that.
Yeah, because it came out during the whole concussion, like the CTE stuff. Because she had a whole bunch of injuries, like, all around time, and she's talking about how they didn't handle the right way, and they was pressuring her to come back, and they was kind of like, that was back when, you know, they would get sued by everybody, and they was trying to brush it under the table.
Oh, my God, that's horrible.
Yeah,
and no, I honestly had no idea. That's.
Mm-hmm. And it's just funny, like, you know, that, like, and it's just sucky because I've seen too many tweets where it's like, you know, you saw the thing, like, it's such a shame, too young. It's like, you see the asshole tweets like, well, she was never really that good in the ring and she got an overhyped push because of Playboy, but it's a shame that she died. Gee, thanks, pal. You sound so uplifting tweeting that.
Sorry, man. You got me with the rape thing, so just give me a sec. Like, that was, I honestly, I'm not even checking. I'm just kind of stunned. It's stunning that that got covered up. Like,
ain't that surprised? Especially when a military, like, especially because it's the military involved. That I'm not surprised in the slightest because they, not even with WWE, like, the military is horrible when it comes to sexual assault, stuff like that. They try to hide everything. And even now when they talk about it, they kind of, like, downset, like, you know, it's a shame how many, like, I have coworkers who dealt with that. And their whole thing is like, don't, you know, let it be. We'll take care of it. Is it really that big a deal? And it's like, yeah. That's the problem. It is that big a deal. And y'all treating it the wrong way because it's like we can't make our troops look bad. They're going to look bad eventually because truth, that's the whole thing. It always comes out. It doesn't matter when, like, eventually it always comes out. And it's kind of like, because look at it this way. Had it came, you imagine how that would look. We doing a tribute for the troops thing, and this happened.
Yeah,
like, you know, and WWE wouldn't have looked, like, the military would have looked horrible, but WWE didn't want to. Their whole thing is like, we can't do this. Like, but then it's like, so she got to deal with that, so everybody else can look good because you don't want them to look bad. Like, yeah, that's just, it's just trash.
Wow, man. Yeah, that makes it even sadder. So, I mean, it's sad when it's, listen, I know I'm 45, you're what, 41 now?
40.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And, you know, we've seen a bunch, but it's like, I mean, that's only a year younger than you, 6 years younger than me, and it's like, that's really young.
Mm-hmm.
And in the fact that I know she had, like, chemical problems or drug problems, and knowing that, well, they may go hand
in hand. You can guess where it came from, because I doubt she had that before she signed up with WWE.
Yeah, well,
and then it's like she kept getting it, because this whole thing's like she had a lot of serious injuries.
Well, she was almost with, like, Matt Hardy when he was doing that spiral shit too.
Uh-huh.
When he started his stuff, I should say. If I have my timeline correct, I'm gonna make sure to say that.
Like, well, Matt Hardy dealt with a lot of stuff for a long time before he didn't deal with stuff. So
it might
or might not be overlap, but it's just kind of like it's one of those situations where they rushed somebody to be in the ring before they were ready because they were paying a certain amount of money and had notoriety, and it came with consequences, and those were the consequences. And, like, you know, you don't want to say it, but, like, her life would have been better off if she never got involved with pro wrestling.
You can say that, and you wouldn't be wrong, I guess, but at the same time, it's like, it could have been worse. Maybe it could have been worse. I don't know. I mean, obviously, you know, it's that whole game of chance thing.
I'm not saying, like, because, like, it's plenty of women that get involved, but it's like, during that era, a lot of women had to deal with a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, I saw a lot of comments about, like, you know, WWE's treatment of the women back then, because I forgot they fired Dawn Marie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was Dawn Marie, right, when she was pregnant?
Yeah.
Yeah, for, you know, that's some pretty heinous shit there. Even though they said it was not related to pregnancy, it's like, well, she was that big of a problem.
At the point where it's like, basically, if you stop looking a certain way, you're gone. Candace Michelle, the same thing. It's like, yeah, but if it happened because Candace Michelle don't got an eight-pack anymore because she broke her collarbone twice, that's your fault. Like, it's the whole thing. It's like you asking them to look a certain way and perform a certain way, and then get surprised when they get hurt trying to do it, and then don't give them a chance to bounce back. It's like, bye. Like, Michelle McCool almost died trying to be skinny for WWE cameras. We kind of brushed that aside, like, you know, kidney failure and you know, fluid imbalance and all that stuff. Because she was, like, Charlotte's height, and, like, they would billing her like 120 pounds, and she's like 5'10", 5'11". Think about that.
Yeah, I mean, I will say, I remember back way back, she used to go up and down. Her looks changed frequently, and you know, didn't know at the time why. I mean, being a different person way back then too, it was easy to make fun of. And then, but now knowing why, it's like, well, I wouldn't say that stuff now, but really, it would have been nice to know, like, you know.
Yeah, like the press, like people used to make the joke about Francine, like, oh, she all bony and skinny with implants. It's like they want you to look a certain way for the camera, and it's like it's not just the men that got to do it. Like the women have to deal with it worse, and it's better. It's a lot better now than it used to be because it used to be horrible, and it was like, you know, they would just think about a profession. Like I want to wrap up on a nicer thing, but think about a profession. How warped it has to be, where both people made fun of the weight and looks of both Mickey James and Trish Stratus.
Yeah.
Just think about that. Think about how they look. Like, think about that. They used to call Trish Stratus a fat ass. Back, yeah.
Yeah.
That Hall of Fame Trish Stratus, that, muscle and fitness centerfold billboard Trish Stratus.
Sorry, I got distracted what you're talking about because they were apparently, I was going to bring this up real quick. Apparently, Ric Flair was scheduled to have surgery. It was not a life. It's not a life threatening emergency hospitalization. It was a known heart procedure he was going to have. That's a lot different than the way TMZ made it sound.
Mm-hmm. But here's the thing about those type of heart procedures. You, when it's involved with the heart and you're at that age and Ric Flair, they can go sideways real fast. So it's not like a whole thing you got to panic, but it's like...
Well, they made it sound like he got rushed to the hospital and this, which none of that was the case.
It sounds a lot worse than what it really was. Yeah. Like, it's just fucking a routine TMZ. Thing. Yeah, it's like even when they get it right, they get it wrong.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you into that, but I remember that. I remember the whole, what was it? It was Piggy James. Remember that? And I'm going, that girl looks like a delicious slice of bacon. Then, so yeah, if that's fat, nom nom, man, I'm fine
like,
with that.
It's like, oh, Jesus. Look at Layla need to tighten it. Like even I remember, like you know. It wasn't WWE. It was like wrestling. People in wrestling were like, well, if Asuka won't be serious about her wrestling career, she needs to tone up. I'm like, are you insane?
Yeah.
Like, why? Because she don't got a 12th? Like,
everybody can imagine Asuka all trim?
Everybody, it's the whole thing. It's like, everybody can't look like Naomi. I'm sorry. Like, everybody does not have the genetics of Naomi where you walk around with curves and an 8-pack. Like, God bless her, but it's very difficult doing that. If it was that easy, everybody would do it.
Yeah.
And like the whole thing is, it don't matter. It's not like it's none of them out there looking sloppy. None of them out there looking ugly. Like all of them are beautiful and look like athletes. Like that's supposed to be the whole point of like you fight. Cause trust me, if we did that with the men. And we used to talk about the whole time, like, you know, it's good they gave Kevin Owens a chance, people like that, people like Sami Zayn a chance, because they never got a chance. Like, it wasn't just the whole, you know, Finn Balor would got a chance because he was too small, too short, they wasn't going to have Kevin Owens a revival or Samoa Joe, because, like, we weren't having fat boys on TV.
Well, then that was confirmed, too. Like I was listening to like an old Bruce Pritchard thing, which I don't know how you feel about him, but that show, like I'm starting to get into that, something to wrestle with, like older ones. Now, I don't know if he's telling the truth all the time on it, but that show's pretty informative, one-sided. And that was actually one of the things I just listened to. WWE Vince just thought Samoa Joe way back was just this fat Samoan. That was it.
Yeah.
Like
so, I mean, that's the the whims of one. Here's the thing: the whims of one man has infected so much about what we look at professional wrestling and not just America, the world.
Yeah,
because the W in world and WWE stands for world, and everybody watches WWE. So it's kind of like, you know, if you didn't look like a certain type of guy, I don't think I should cheer for you. And it was different. Like, if you grew up and like watching NWA Mid-South, it was like, you had Dusty, you had people like regular people, like Dusty Rhodes or whoever's like, they were treated like athletes that could fight. That was fine. WWF was like, used to be like that up until like the 80s. Then it's like, you gotta look like Hulk Hogan. If you don't look like Hulk Hogan, it's tough shit. Cause even like, you know, Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels had to deal with that. Cause yes, they're like, you know, Bret Hart don't look too muscular, Shawn Michaels look too small. And it's funny thing about Shawn Michaels looking too small, when you see Shawn Michaels in the 90s looking as big as he did, it's like, this is the this what you made HBK turn into? And then it's like, you see with like Rey Mysterio, like even like, look at Eddie Guerrero before he passed away. Uh-huh. And look at Eddie Guerrero when he was in WCW.
Yep.
They do not look like the same human being. And there's a lot of people who went that way because it was like, you had to be pressured. Like, if you weren't 6'4", you had to, like, look at The Rock. Like, The Rock was wrestling, like, they made The Rock so self-conscious. He was wrestling around in a tracksuit.
Well, that was due to surgery.
But still, it's like, think about it. You're WWF champion, and he wrestling like warm-up pants.
Yeah. Yeah, I always thought that was weird then when it came out that he had surgery on, I guess, his pec or something.
Mm-hmm.
But like, for fatty tissue removal. And I'm like,
yeah.
What? And I'm like, oh, that's why. Okay.
And it's less, yeah, like, it's, imagine, like, you know, people normally don't get in better shape in their 40s than like in their 20s. But then you see like The Rock and Triple H and see why. It's like, you see The Rock now, it's like, and you saw like The Rock in like the mid-90s, a late, mm-hmm, like the midnight, like, that's the same person?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like, and it's like, wait, I thought everybody in WWE used steroids then. What's he use? Like, yeah, like, if he, what was he using then? If he used that then what is he using now?
Well, remember when he got real skinny?
Mm-hmm.
And
for Hollywood.
Yeah, boy. That, and he even said that was a mistake. And it, he doesn't, you see that till now, and it's like, wow. So
he ain't really looking skinny no more. So
best movie ever made was just getting back into shape, or getting back, yeah, into, you know,
and getting back into shape and doing the movies he wanted to do instead of trying to like prove a point.
Yeah. Yeah, we got
time. I want to wrap up with something because, yeah, I don't know if he came back. So Cobra Kai season 2 has been out for like a week and a half.
Okay.
And I started watching it. I think I'm like on episode 3. And they already said they renewed it for season 3. And they also said that their shows are going to be on regular YouTube now, eventually.
Oh, good.
You don't have to have YouTube right anymore. It's going to be like with ads and stuff. And they're going to like release it like weekly. And I am so amazed at how good this show is. Like, I'm watching this like, how is this show this good? And like, like, not just, you know, good for like YouTube or good for streams, good period. Like, it's one, I almost feel like it's one episode where, you know, Daniel LaRusso starts up his Mr. Miyagi's karate school again, and names after Mr. Miyagi, because it's like, you know, and not then gonna charge anybody like a different type of karate. And he's like, you go on YouTube, people complain to him about, you know, yeah, I got a whole bunch of likes, but if people in the comment field say I'm whitewashing it, and they call me Daniel the racist, because they see this Mr. Miyagi name, they see this white guy doing what's going on. And the fact that they talk about that is hilarious, because one, mm-hmm, it's just funny that they're self-aware. Two, something like that would really happen now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it's just funny that the show would go there and talk. Like, the show is very self-aware about what it is, but it's not making fun of itself. It's just like, you know, this is what it is. We're doing the best we can do. Yeah, we can laugh at what it is, but we still take it seriously. And like, you know, seeing Kreese come back, and I'm
honestly, in all seriousness, I thought he was dead. Passed away. Yes,
I did too. I thought he was dead. And seeing was like, you know, yeah, after I left this, you know, I had to find myself, so I'll start working for what did he say? He was training like the military for the CIA when they was like in Panama and stuff like that, doing like black ops and stuff. It was like,
Jesus.
that's some of that dirtball would do. And he just come out like this bitter man. And like, you see Johnny, like, you know, you want me to be like you, I'm not trying to be like you again, and all this stuff, and trying to fight that influence. Like, they had one training thing where it's like he thinks his students are soft. So they get a cement truck. with cement still in there, it's not solid yet. And they go in there, it's like, run and make this cement mixer move. And if you don't, the cement is going to solidify. We're going to toughen you up. Yeah. And they look at him like, yeah, Sensei, we've been sorry about making jokes. He's like, do I look like I'm stuttering? Get in there. They look at him like, is he insane? And I'm watching this like, this is insane. They go in there, and one dude goes in there, and two or three, and they're in there, and they're pushing, and they're moving, and four or five go in there. And it's like the whole thing is like, the human body's capable of great things if you believe in yourself. And if you push, you can do almost anything. It's like, it's a great lesson. It's just taught like this whole, yeah, but if they don't, they're going to die. But the weird thing about it is, it's almost like he's the hero, Johnny Lawrence.
Isn't that how it's supposed to be? Like, he learned and, like, changed, and it's everybody else that's kind of stuck?
But it's not, but they don't do it where it's like, he's a flawed hero that still makes mistakes, but he's still, like the redeeming type hero. But Dan LaRusso's not necessarily a bad guy. He's just, like, out of touch that gets back in touch. Because it's almost like they're both heroes in a different way.
Yeah.
And it's like, you can easily root for them. It's weird where you can easily see both guys' point of view and, like, they got a point and, like, kind of root for both of them when they're, like, at each other's head. Because it's like, Daniel LaRusso's training Johnny's son.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah, because it's like a strange son, and it's like, and Johnny didn't tell his students that who that's going on. Because, like, the last fight is, like, the dude that Johnny's training that was dating Dan LaRusso's daughter against Johnny's estranged son.
Wow. All right.
Yeah. And it's kind of like, they break up because it's like, the daughter realized this dude's kind of like a ruthless asshole. And even though he's not, it's like, well, he was kind of trained that way because, like, he just wanted to be, like, brave and strong for his single mother. It's like, this came from a goofy karate movie. Like,
with some terrible sequels.
Yes, so. And it's like, this show, I'm not surprised it got renewed for another season. I'm like, this show is good, and not like laugh, wink, good. Like, this is if this show was on Netflix, it'd get talked about a lot more, is what I told somebody. I think the fact because it's on YouTube Print Red, and like, who has YouTube Red? Like, most people don't really know about it, so they just hear stuff. It's like, this show, I'm like, yeah, that show is very good.
I guess we'll wrap up on that, but do they acknowledge the sequels at all? Or is that just... Because, like, Hillary Swank was, with Mr. Miyagi for a while, too.
Yeah, no, they acknowledge the first... They don't acknowledge the one with Hillary Swank. They acknowledge all three movies. They're talking about, oh, yeah, I thought Kreese faked his death twice, because they thought he died at the end of the third one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So he brings it up like, oh, because one day Daniel's coming back from the store and he sees Kreese with Johnny, is like, oh, so this is going on. He's talking about his wife like, yeah, this guy's bad. I thought Johnny's bad. This guy really bad news. Who fakes his death twice?
When did he fake it the other time?
No, because they thought he died. No, they were surprised. No, because remember part three?
Was the Steve Seagal ripoff guy.
And they thought, yeah, but Kreese was in that too.
Yeah, that's right.
They thought Kreese was dead, and he came because,
Oh, that's right, because he jumps out from behind that thing, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Like, that new guy was training Daniel LaRusso, and, like, he was working with Kreese, and Daniel didn't know because he thought Kreese was dead. So yes. Kreese came back, and then they thought Kreese died at the end of that one. So when Kreese shows up, everyone thinks he's dead. He's like, wait a second.
Why?
This guy faked his death twice. He's coming
Why
here.
Why do we know this much?
I have
about no these idea. Dumbass movies.
I have no idea because this show, the whole thing's like because it's a show. Because I was never really a Karate Kid fan. Like, I wasn't really a movie fan like that.
See, I've seen all of these, and oh, the third one is so bad. That's why I love watching it. It is terrible. That's why I love watching it.
I never saw it from beginning to the end. Oh. I saw the first one, and I saw the second one the most because it's always showing on cable.
Yeah. And everyone, I always thought that was the coolest thing at the end. Everyone's rubbing the drum back and forth, and he beats the guy with he goes for the crane kick, it stops, and you're like, oh! And then he's doing the round punch, which looks like the most basic shit ever. I don't know why I know all this. Oh my God! All right, I still don't know who the Secretary of State is, by the way. I'm not going to look it up. I don't care. So, but I'll tell you how the Karate Kid 2 ends. Honk on the nose, and the guy falls over. So, all right, gang. On that note, we're gonna get out of here. Thanks for listening. We are Stunt Granny on audio platforms, but put the word audio updates first. I know it sounds dumb, but that's how you subscribe to it, because it's still not fixed. So, anyways, we will be back Monday with a John Wick and Game of Thrones possible Money in the Bank talk. We'll see how that goes. And, yeah, so I'll let Shahid take us out.
For Jeremy Mays, I'm Shahid Abdul-Hadi, and people, clean out your ears. We are out.